Hi, I've got a secret to share with you. I'll be narrating a real conversation that happened on Arouser.com, a site where adults share their most intimate fantasies and engage in role play via texting and video. I highly suggest you put your headphones on now. Welcome to your kinky escape. This session involves an Arouser member and chat host, Kiki Miller. It's about a fantasy where a man's ex-girlfriend comes back, begging to get back together with him for a night of humiliation roleplay. The countdown starts in 3, 2, 1.
Hey, baby, want to play?
Hi. I would love to. So what's on your mind for tonight, babe? Is there anything in particular you want to do with me?
Let's do a little reversal. We dated for a few months and had a really nasty breakup. You really don't like me. I'm too controlling and you are a fiercely dominant and independent woman. You lose your job and house and have nowhere to stay, let alone any food to eat. After getting kicked out of your place, you took a walk and found yourself staring at my front door.
Perfect, babe. I blush, feeling totally humiliated at my situation. I hesitate for a moment, but sigh and knock on your door. I realize at that moment that I don't have any better options, but you.
I open the door. I see you for the first time in years, and needless to say, I am not super happy you are the one at my door so late at night. What's up? And I ask.
I blush hard when you finally open the door. I kind of need somewhere to crash tonight. You can tell you're the last person I want to be asking.
You were so mean to me last time we talked. Why would I want to help you? I smirk.
Well, I mean, I don't really have anywhere to go. I just really don't want to sleep on the street. I'll do anything. Come on, I say annoyed.
I let you in and ask, are you willing to do anything to stay with me?
I hesitate a second before walking inside. Yes, anything. You can tell I'm totally desperate. What do you want in exchange for me staying with you?
I'm not sure yet, I say, while giving you a mischievous grin. Are you hungry?
I roll my eyes, knowing it's going to get degrading really quick. Yes, I'm starving. Why? I look suspicious of everything you're saying.
I go into the kitchen and bring out some food, chicken carbonara with wine.
I blush, seeing the nice-looking food. For a moment, I think maybe you'll actually feed me. Maybe you really aren't so bad after all.
I set both of us a plate. So, tell me what brings you here.
I hesitate, but then I start to dig into the food. My hunger overrides my suspicion. Well, I lost my job, and I got evicted all in 1 month. It's a long story. I'm just having some really bad luck in life right now.
Relax, I'm not going to do anything to your food. Have some wine and chill. We'll talk about the future later. So why did you choose my house?
I give you a weak smile and drink some wine. Well, I just don't have any other options right now. There's no one else I could think of.
We finished eating. Well, I'm happy to have you stay, but I'm not going to argue and fight with you like we did when we were together. You follow my rules, or there are going to be consequences now.
I look down for a moment, but I don't try to fight it. Especially since you've been kind up until now. I nod and say, sure, whatever you want.
Do you want to go take a shower?
Actually, yes, I would love that. I sigh in relief. I get up to brush myself off and stretch, finally feeling relaxed at the thought of a shower.
I hand you a towel and walk you to the bathroom. Here, take as long as you need. When you come back, try not to be wearing any clothes. I shoot you a got you smile and walk away.
I finally laugh a little and feel more loosened up. I shower and get into some pajamas that I brought with me. I come out to try and find where I'll be sleeping.
Why are you wearing clothes?
I blush a little and look caught off guard. What do you mean? I say, taken aback a little.
I chuckle a bit, assuming you're joking. I told you not to wear clothes when you came out. Before you knew it, I grabbed you and put you over my lap. Then I started smacking your ass like a child. I pull down your pants and smack your ass bare to show you who's boss. After a few seconds, your ass is bright red.
My eyes go wide as you start to spank my bare ass. I can't believe it, and I'm too shocked to even fight back. But before long, I start trying to squirm away from you.
I grab you more firmly. I have always been much stronger than you. Stop fighting me or you'll get more.
I realize very quickly that I'm not getting away from you. I finally throw my hands up in defeat, shouting, "Okay. Okay." I give in. I feel so humiliated having my bare ass exposed to you.
I let go of you and say, "Get naked now."
I blush and hesitate for a moment. But I do as you say. I pull all my clothes off and look at you. I knew all of your kindness was too good to be true.
I grab your tits and start playing with them. God, I've missed these.
I gasp a little in surprise when you start squeezing my tits. My body shivers, but I just let you do what you want. I look away, trying to let myself zone out.
I push you down to your knees and pull out my cock. You always refuse to give me a blowjob. Now it is within reach. I look at you. You know what to do?
I blush so hard, and I'm so pissed off, and feel violated. But I can't risk being kicked out again. I do as you say. I take your cock, and slowly slide my tongue on your cock head.
I grab your head and push it onto my cock. It feels wonderful. Not only getting the blowjob, but knowing how defeated you are.
I gag as you push my head down on your dick. My eyes go wide as you hold me down over your cock. I try my best to breathe as I bob my head up and down. I lean back. You can tell I'm getting ready to come. I just close my eyes and keep sucking your dick, trying to get you to come as fast as possible. I'm working my tongue on the underside of your dick.
I come in your mouth, stream after stream after stream.
I gag on your cum as you shoot it in my mouth. I do my best to swallow every drop of it. Relieved that this may finally be all over.
When I am done coming, I pick you up like a rag doll and throw you on the bed. I get into bed next to you and start touching you everywhere. When I get near your pussy, I can feel it's very wet. I'll give you a grin. I know you don't want to admit this turns you on.
I gasp and blush as you get between my legs. I haven't wanted to admit it, but my legs are trembling. When you get closer, my pussy just gets wetter.
You try to touch your pussy, and I push your hands away, beg for me to lick it.
I bite my lip, feeling more and more frustrated. Please, please lick me. I grunt. I grip the sheets, feeling more and more horny.
I blow on your pussy. It's very sensitive. I can tell you want pleasure. You've got to do better than that.
I shiver and groan as you blow against my pussy. Please, please lick me. I gasp out loud. Please, I'll do anything. Please.
Tell me, who does this pussy belong to from now on?
I whimper and groan up at you. My face flushed. My pussy belongs to you. I groan up at you. My pussy so wet now my juices are running down my legs.
And I can do anything I want with it. Whenever I want to do it? I ask while licking it ever so lightly.
I shiver and groan again as you tease my pussy. Yes, yes, whatever you want. I say desperately. I can't stop myself from moaning at this point.
I start licking your pussy. We may not have been great together, but you trained me well. I start licking just how I know you like.
My eyes immediately roll back as you lick me. I bite my lip, moaning as I run my fingers through your hair. I start humping against you as you lick my pussy.
I look up at you. Don't come without permission. I decide when my pussy comes. Then I keep licking.
I whimper and nod at you as you lick my pussy, desperately trying not to come as you eat me. Before long, you have me right on the edge.
keep you at the edge. I'm not letting you come.
I whimper and squeal as you keep edging me. Please, please let me come. I squeal. I need to come so bad. Please.
Maybe in a while. I grin as I keep you on the edge. It will probably be before a good 20-30 minutes, at least.
I feel exhausted as the 30 minutes have gone by. This is the longest denial of my life. Breathing hard and sweating all over as you edge me. My pussy is sloppy wet from how many juices have come out.
Do you want to come? I ask, teasing you.
I groan. Yes, yes, please let me come. I need to come so bad, I say, exhausted, panting and groaning as I look at you desperately.
I remember that when we were together and playing, I tried to have you call me daddy once. You said there was no way in hell.
I bite my lip and groan, ready to do anything at this point.
Tell you what, you want to ask daddy for permission to come?
Please, daddy, please let me come. I groan. I need it, daddy. I need to come so bad. I barely hesitate this time from how eager I am.
Okay, come, baby. I start licking hard.
I groan eagerly as I grind against your face again. I grip the sheets as you bring me over the edge. I squeal loud as I start to come hard on your face.
I keep licking harder now, knowing that you've earned this orgasm.
I groan and squeal for you as you keep on licking, making my pussy feel incredible as I come again, more hot pussy juices gushing out of me.
I stop licking and come lay down next to you. I just hold you for a minute, waiting for you to process what just happened.
I'm breathing hard and in a state of euphoria. Then I finally start coming to and I blush hard. I can't believe I just called you daddy.
And guess what? You will do it again.
I blush while I nod up and down at you. Yes, whatever you say. I breathe a big sigh at this point, just happy I have a place to stay.
Before too long, I jump up, pull your legs open, and shove my dick in, catching you by surprise.
My eyes go wide, and I squeal as you slide your cock in. So surprised that you aren't done with me yet, and your cock is even bigger than I remember it being.
I fuck you so hard. I have had a lot of pent-up anger towards you, and it comes out in every pump inside your pussy.
I grunt and groan as you thrust inside me. You're making the bed shake as you hammer into my tight pink pussy. I just grip the sheets and take it from you.
I start to push harder. I'm getting so fucking close to coming. Oh my God.
I groan as you keep thrusting in me. I can feel your hard cock throbbing your big balls, slapping against my ass. Over and over, I let out another huge orgasm. This is much more cum than I knew I had. I groan as I feel you explode inside of me now. Jets of thick, hot cum pumping into my tight pussy. There's so much it starts oozing out and running down my leg onto the sheets.
Once I am done, I lay down next to you and hold you like a little spoon. I whisper into your ear, "This is going to be a ton of fun. Humiliating you while I take all the pleasure I want. Anytime. I'm your daddy now."
I am breathless in your arms with your cum running out of me. I don't say anything back, but the thought turns me on. I blush, so embarrassed that I'm actually liking this.
Get to sleep, little one. You have a busy day tomorrow, full of chores, I say, as we slowly fall asleep together.
Good night, Daddy. How did this make you feel? What are your fantasies? You can share them at arouser.com. It's free to try. That's spelled arouser.com. If you loved today's sex chat, follow Your Kinky Escape podcast so you don't miss out on future episodes every Thursday. See you soon.